We're learning Masechtas Erev in Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, and we are starting from the bottom of Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. It says in the Mishnah, Nisraf Truma v'Netma'as, if the Truma got, either the food got burnt, or the Truma got Tameh, in both cases, it's not a good Erev. Lomeli, we only use two extra cases. So tomorrow, Tana Nisraf, we said the Chiddush of Nisraf, what's the Chiddush? La Diacha, that the Erev got burnt. La Diacha, Koyechay de Rav Yesi. Tells the Chiddush of Rav Yesi. Rav Yesi says that its Sofik Erev is kosher. Now, if the thing is in the world, so you could say, this is where Chazanish explains it. If something's in the world, so then you go basa chazakum the mikaro, which means till now it was it had a status. Now it probably continued that status until the last minute. But if something's not in the world, it's big chiddush to say chazakon. It's not even here anymore to say chazakon. It's harder to say that it got burnt later on. Still, Rav Yesi says you go basa chazakon and it's a good area. But deach kochet Rav Yesi. And Tana Truma v'Netmas, it says Truma negat Tama. Diach koyechad Rameyer to say the Chiddush Rameyer that he holds that's a suffix. You don't go basa chazaka. So you would say here that the thing is a cheskas tahira and say it became Tama last minute. Still, we say it's a suffix. That's a Chiddush of Rameyer. Because in our Mishnah we have a Chiddush Rameyer Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says suffix erev is kosher. We say chazaka mikara. Rameyer holds a chamar goma, which means he holds a suffix. You don't go basa chazaka. So now the Gemara's are talking about that chazaka. And that's Safik. Because Safra Rameya is Sveikah L'chumra. Does Rameya hold that if you have a Safik, you have to go L'chumra, you can't go Basa Chazaka? Vatnai, we went to the Mishnah. Tomei Shiyorid Litval. A Tomei that went down to be Tovel. Safik Tovel, Safik Loi Tovel. He's not sure if he did a good Tefillah or not. He says he went down to be Tovel. I can't say Safik was a good Tefillah or not. Vafilo Tovel, the way Tosis learns in the second shot, that means it's a new case. And even in the case we knew he went to make a tefillah. But the different Safik, what was the Safik? Safik Tovel Babam Saw, Safik Tovel Babam Saw. We're not sure, we see the mikvah is missing now. We're not sure if it was B'Shas when he was Tovel, if it had 40 Saw or not. And a third case, V'chein Shnei Mikvois, you have two Mikvois, V'achas Yesh Babam Saw. One has 40 Saw, V'achas Ein Babam Saw. One does not have 40 Saw. For sure not good. V'tovel b'achas mem, he was tovel one of them. V'ein yedei b'ezim mem tovel. In all these three cases, is sveikah tamei. That means we have someone who is tamei. We know he's tamei. And they have a suffik, did he do a good tefillah? Or a suffik if the mikveh had a 40 saw. Or if we know one mikveh did not have 40 saw, one did have a saw, and we're not sure which one he went to. In all these three cases, the halacha is tamei. You know why? Because sveikah d'raisa l'chumra. V'med v'ramurim v'tumei chamura. We're talking about a tumei chamura. When it's a mochamadiga tumah, like Rashi says, it's a tumah min ha-tayra, like an avatumah. A person can only become tummy from an avatumah. He can't become tummy from a rishon l'tumah. Aval, but tumah kala, which is a tumah derabanan. What's example of tumah derabanan? Kegoyin she'achal oichlim tameim. Someone who ate oichlim tameim, oichlim that were tummy min derabanan. A person becomes tummy from it if he eats a certain shear. V'shasa mashkin tameim, who drank mashkin that were tummy. Another case, the Rabbanan is Rabba Roish of Ruba Mayim Shuvim. If someone after the mikvah goes into Mayim Shuvim, he becomes Tamei with the Rabbanan, like we learned in Masechta Shabbos. Or Yishinofla Roish of Ruba Yishloish Luga Mayim Shuvim. Or any person that goes into a shower with has Roish of Ruba Yishloish Luga Mayim Shuvim. And this person is only Sofik, is only with the Rabbanan Tumah, only Tumah the Rabbanan. But Yorad Litval, and he went to be Tavel, Sofik Taval, Sofik Litaval. He's not sure if he did a good tefillah. But filo tavah, in the case we know he did a tefillah, but safik tavah ba'abam saw, safik lo tavah ba'abam saw, he has a safik, if the mikveh he went to was kosher and had 40 saw, didn't have 40 saw. Or b'chein shnei mikvahis, ba'achas yes ba'abam saw, ba'achas yes ba'abam saw, or two mikvahis, one was definitely kosher and one was not kosher, didn't have 40 saw. But tavah ba'achas, man, one of them is tavah. Many a day ba'ezim tavah, he doesn't know which one he went to. Again, these three sveikas. Here is sveikah tahar. Here is sveikah tahar. Why? Because only Safik the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yosi Metame. Rabbi Yosi is Metame. Now, what's the kasha? So like Rashi explains, Stam Mishnah is Rameh. So who's the Tanakam? Rameh. What does Rameh say? By the Rabbanan, Safik is Tameh. Not sure went to the mikvah. He says, by the Rabbanan, this price it says Safik is Tahar. By the Rai says Tameh. By Safik is Tahar. Rabbi Yosi says Tameh. Rameh says Tahar if it's a Stam Mishnah Rameh. And by Erevin, he says Safik is a problem. Erevin is not the Rabbanan. Pasha Erev Tchum is also the Rabbanan. So the kasha is, it's a stira rameya. And it's a stira rabbeisi also. So Gemara doesn't ask daf lama vav. Because rabbeisi here says tummy all of a sudden. And our mishnah, he says, it's a good day. But that the world asked later on. Now I ask the kasha rameya. It's more of the kasha of sav rameya, sveika, l'chumra. I always see here by the rabbanon, he goes, l'kula. You see here by the tumma the rabbanon, he goes, l'kula. And for the Gemara, rameya, tumma the raisa. Rameya holds, tumim is the raisa. Like Rabbi Kiva Shita. Rabbi Kiva Shita is that Tchumim is the Raisa, and since it's the Raisa, Sveika the Raisa Chumra, it's very good, very good shmak. Right, the Gemara, does Rameya hold Tchumim is the Raisa? But now I learned in the Mishnah, Im Eyoch Lavliyoi Bezu, Omer Rabbi Destoy Rabbi Yamash Rameya, Shemach Mekardim Baharim. What does this mean? This means the halach is that you have to measure Tchumim, 2,000 Amos. How do you measure Tchumim? Like, how do you do that? What do you do? You take a drone and you do it? How do you measure tchumim? So, Medina de Gemara, the way you do it is, you have to take a 50 amma rope that's 50 ammas long. Not less and not more. Why not? Because you need a certain how taut it's being pulled, how it's pulled, how tight it's being pulled. If it's smaller, it's easy to pull tight. If it's bigger, it's hard to pull tight. So Chazal said, the shear is a 50 amma long rope. And you take that and you go for every 50 amma, that's how you count it. Now, what happens if you encounter a hill? Now, a hill, if you go across the hill with the overpass, it could be, 200 feet. But if you go down and back up, it depends how deep it is, it could be 1,000 feet. You could lose a lot of space in your tchumim going up and down a hill. If you go over it, it's not. So how do you do the airspace or not? So you have to use the 50 length long rope. So the Gemara says that if you get across the ravine with a 50 amma rope, you're good to go. If you go 50 amma across, you gain a lot of space that way to go further. But if you can't, what do? We don't want you to have to measure the whole slope. That's too big of a chumrah. So you say it's a heter to do. It's called mekadrim. What you do is you take a 4 amma long rope, and one guy holds it by his legs, and the guy lower than him holds it by his chest. And that's how you measure every 4 ammas. And you're gaining space over here, because really, he should hold it by his chest to his chest, and then it'll be on a slant. But here you're doing it straight, so you're gaining space this way. That's called mekadrim. Why is it called mekadrim? Because you make believe, like, arm, like, the person is like in the hole, stuck into the mountain, and it's going to his heart, really it's by his legs. You look at like a kid making a hole in it. That's what's called makadrim. So back to this Gemara now. Vatnan, in yochel avliyoi, bezu, if you can't be mavliyah, it means you can't get the rope across the ravine. Om ravistoi raviyanim, shum rameyer, shemati shemakadrim baharim. You could be makadrim baharim. That's the heter you could do by tchum. And it says it's shem rameyer, it's rameyer talking. If it's Tchumim Deraisa, me Mekadrin, you can't use this head of Mekadrin for measuring when it comes to Deraisas. How do we know? You don't use this head of Mekadrin. Both Ori Miklot and Aglarufa have a measurements. Ori Miklot, the lacha is 2,000 amas at Ori Miklot, has the same as Ori Miklot. It's Kailat. If the murderer runs there, it works in those 2,000 amas. Egla Rufa, the lach is, that if someone's found dead between two cities, you measure which city is closer, and then that city has to bring Egla Rufa. Again, how do you measure? Could you do Mekadrin if it's a hill? Or not? Because you can't do Mekadrin. Why not? Because it's Deraisa. That's why you can't do Mekadrin. So the question is, it's Tchum Deraisa, how you like Mekadrin? It's a kasher. A mayor says you can Mekadrin, and if it's Tchum Deraisa, you can't Mekadrin, so you can't do Ari Mikla, Egla Rufa. Because it says, "Ein mekadlo ba'ori mikla rufa." See, by the rice, you can't do it. It says, "Ein mekadlo ba'ori mikla rufa." Pleasure and shall tire. Of course, tire. Loikasha hadi day hadi rabbi. It's not shver. Rameyer himself holds that tchum is the rice, but his rebbe holds that tchum is the rabbana, and therefore we could do mekadrin. Now, how do you know the second one's rebbe? It says, "Rab destoy Rab Yanim Hashem Rameyer." So how do you know it's rebbe? Because it says shamati. Take an army. Look, Tony Bezu Amar the story of Rabbi Yana and Shem Rameyer. Shemati Shemakad Baharim Shemami No. He says Rameyer said, "I heard from my Rebbe." So you see, Taka Rameyer speaking Shem is Rebbe in that case. So that's the answer over here. That really Rameyer himself holds Chumah Deraisa, and that's why Suffolk Erev is a problem. He says Mekadrim. That's Rameyer Shem is Rebbe. He holds Chumah is only Midrabbanim. So Zok the Gemara Vayta. So Rameya was saying, establishing that by the Raisas, like our Mishnah, according to Rameya, the halach is that you go Safak L'chumra. But Rami, the Raisa, the Raisa, let me ask Akasha, or the Raisa, or the Raisa, the Rameya, if you're Rameya, the time I looked at the Mishnah, Noga Be'echa B'layla. Someone went to sleep in a dormitory next to someone else in the night. Ve'eni Deim Chayimei. So you know if the guy was alive or dead, the guy next to him. And he touched him in the night. He touched him. Well, the Malchah Hishkim, the next day wakes up, Matzah, he's found the guy's dead. He's not sure, he touched a dead guy or a live guy at night. Malchah is a mayor all Metahar. The male is Tahar, the Chachamim and Tamim. The Chachamim is Tame. Why? She called Tumah, Tumah is Kashas Mitziyasim. Chachamim say, any Tumah, you look at it Kashas Mitziyasim. How you found it, that's how it was. Chazaka the Hashtah, it's called. But Rameya goes, Vasa Chazaka the Mekara. The guy was alive prior to the last minute. So the Kasha is, here it's Safik Darai. So Tommy Mace is Darai to Gatumah. And you see Rameya goes, the Kula, he goes, Vasa Chazaka. Pek Shver, not Mishnah. Why don't you go Vasa Chazaka? So the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Pel the Gatara Gemara tries, I don't know what the Havin is. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mishnah Seinu, our Mishnah is talking about Shehoya Allah, Sheretz, Kol Bein Hashmashas. The case that it's, let's say, Truma Benitmas, you know what the case is, Truma Benitmas? It was on, the bug was on it, the Sheretz, this one of the Shemayna Shrasim, it's a Tame, not a bug, it's like a little weasel, and one of the Shrasim, it could be anything, like a weasel, a frog. This thing was on it, the whole Bein Hashmashas. So that's why he holds Safik as a problem, because it was his own Ishmashas. So first we could have asked, why is it a Safik? It's a Vada. The Gemara asked the similar class, the Gemara asked a different one. Yachim, ha, Leibar, Abiyasi, Safik, Erev, Kasher? He holds Safik, Erev, is Kasher? Taisa says, he could have said, Taibam Taisa, he could have asked, Rameya says, the Safik is not Safik either, it's a Vada in Tame. So it's back Shver. Why? What's going on over here? Rameya, our Mishnah says, the Safik is a problem, don't go to Chazaka Mekara. We have you by the Mace, because Chazaka Mekara. What's the Chilik over here? So I want to say two truths. Rabbi Vezer Matavayu, Hocho b'shteikite edim askinon. The case of our Mishnah, it says, Trum v'netmas, you don't know when it happened. We're talking about we had edim on this. But there's a steer in the edim. They said opposite things. They contradicted each other. Hocho b'shteikite edim askinon. Akas v'aris v'yoyim netmas. One says that it happened before Shabbos. That came to me. Akas v'aris v'chashaykh. One says it was dark. Here, you can't go basa chazaka de meikara. Why? Once you have a set of edim saying it happened before Shabbos, so you can't use chazaka meikara already. It makes a chink in the chazaka, and now it becomes a regular safik. That's why here you go basa safik. Really goes basa chazaka meikara. Here we have two against two, it really makes a problem with the chazaka, no chazaka meikara anymore. That's one mahalach. Rava says, no, even by two kita edim, really you could go basa, maybe chazaka, the Mekara, let's say by the case of the mace. Why? Because the mace has a special mila. Rabba Mahasam by mace, Trei Chazaka Lekula. There's two Tzadim Lekula, two Chazakas. What are two Chazakas Lekula? First of all, Chazaka on the, talking about the mace, because someone touched the mace. Two Chazakas Lekula. First of all, the person who touched the mace, he was Tar till now. So he has a Chazaka Mekara, he was Tar. The mace also has a Chazaka Mekara, that he was alive till now. So there's two Chazakas. He says two chazakas, you go back to the two chazakas. Here, there's only one chazaka. The chazaka of Hemet Shuma Chazkasa didn't become Tame. One chazaka cannot go against Edom and cannot go against Edom Lekula. You have to be worried about the Safik. And that's the difference between our Mishnah that says Safik, to when two Edom connect to Edom, and here you can't say Chazaka Mekara. There, even my two Edom connect to Edom, you go to Chazaka Mekara. Why? Because there's two Chazaka Mekaras. One Chazaka of Cheskas, the person who died, he's alive, and the Chazaka, the person who touched it, that he was Tahar.